5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this hump day Wednesday, April 24th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. That's for the podcast marker. Greatly appreciate you guys listening on demand anytime you want. YourDefendingFathers.com website. Just click on podcast. Listen anytime you want. Thank you, Downstate Kim. She sent me the information as well as others. The deadline to file for a write-in, and I can't believe this, is Friday before the election. But with the early 9 days of voting and absentee ballots going out, I recommend filing absolutely before then. The second Friday before the election, is way too late. Don't do that. But also, Cliff Tellini said they could also run as no party affiliation. The deadline for filing on that is July 18th at 4 o'clock. I talked to Monica during the break. She texted me and she said, yes, we are definitely going to win this seat. We will have all five Republican county commissioners in our county. Also, another listener that attended our Roberts Rules of Order State Constitution class up in St. Ignace, Phyllis from Washtenaw County, is on the line. Good morning, Phyllis.
Good morning.
Hey, take me off speaker and pick up your phone. You decided to run for county commissioner in your area. Is that accurate?
Correct.
And what part of Washtenaw County do you live in that you would be servicing?
I would be in Dexter Township, Linden Township, and some of Webster Township and Sile, not Sile Township. So, yeah, the northwestern area.
Now, northwestern part of Washtenaw County.
Yep.
Okay, now, are you being challenged by anybody? Has any Republican run or Democrat filed against you for that same seat?
A Democrat. He's an incumbent, yeah.
Okay, so
but
you're taking on.
Not another Republican. Not another Republican, so.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, now let me understand your district, northwest Washtenaw. That's pretty conservative area up there in northwestern part, isn't it?
It used to be pretty conservative, but it's tending to go more Democrat.
Democrat. But now, has this Democrat incumbent, had he ever been a primary challenge before?
I'm not sure. I don't think so, but I'm not sure.
Okay, but you're on the ballot. You're the only Republican that filed that is going to be running against them. How is the Washtenaw County Republican Party organized as far as supporting their candidates?
That's a good question. I'm not exactly sure because there's been some strife in our county party.
Yes. So, is that over Christina Cramo, Pete Hoekstra's situation?
Yep.
Yep.
But it showed true colors.
Yeah, absolutely. Showed the true colors of the leadership. Isn't Adam DeAngeli part of Washington County Republican Party?
Yes, he's our executive director. He was appointed by our chair.
You got to be kidding me.
He's running against a good Republican person that's running for county clerk. And he filed at the last minute. And I understand in his latest podcast thing that he said, oh, it looks like the Karamo cultists have figured out how to get on the EC or something. So, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So we've got a couple of fights there. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we appreciate you stepping up and filing your affidavit of identity and running unopposed in the Republican primary. So you're going to be on the ballot in November against the Democrat, correct?
Right. In District 1. We have 9 districts in Washtenaw County for commissioners. And out of those nine, we have six of staunch America First Republicans running pretty much unopposed. There's a couple that are opposed for the primary, but yeah. And I thought, wow, if we all won, we would take over the majority of the board and Washtenaw County would lose their mind.
Oh, yes. Yes, they will. Absolutely. Well, actually, a simple majority of a nine-member board is just 5-4. So
right.
Hopefully you do take all six, but for sure you got five. You're going to take over the majority. Things are going to change in Washtenaw County.
That would be great.
Yes, it would. Absolutely. Well, listen, first of all, we appreciate you being a listener. We appreciate you driving all the way to St. Ignace. Did you learn anything in the class that you think might help you be a county commissioner?
Oh, sure. Yeah. And it reinstilled a lot of things that I had learned through 4-H and high school agriculture class. This was
sure.
A long time ago.
Right. So it was a little refresher for you.
Yep, it was good.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we appreciate you very much. Thank you for stepping up and running, and good luck in your race. And I hope the Republican Party gets their act together and helps you guys win in November.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
All right,
okay.
Phyllis. Thank you for coming on this morning, sharing your information with us.
Thank you for all you do, too.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that.
Bye.
Phyllis Risden from Washtenaw County, running unopposed as a Republican candidate. Good, good, good stuff down there in Washtenaw. And again, listening to the show, absolutely, absolutely getting involved. One of the things I think we're looking at here, and this is kind of interesting, because there are going to be challenges. One race very near and dear to my heart is the 107th State House seat. Last minute filing yesterday, former primary opponent to Neil Friske, who Neil overwhelmingly defeated him in the primary, Parker Fairburn, chairman of the Emmett County Republican Party, after telling not only Oscar Barden, the chair of Charlevoix County, and others that he was not going to run in primary challenge Neil Friske, well, guess what? He filed yesterday and wants the primary challenge incumbent State Representative Neil Friske on August 6th. Now, he already had a primary challenger, some unknown person. I don't even know who this person is. He had already filed early against Neil, so he was going to be facing a primary challenger anyway. Jackson Emery Ingalls from St. Ignace. Neil Friske, the incumbent, well, last minute filing yesterday, Parker Fairburn. I find it very interesting that he would get into this race last minute, claiming that they, a lot of disgruntled establishment Republicans, are not happy with Neil Friske as a state representative, being 100% conservative voting record, refused to vote for the Democrat Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, therefore not getting any committee assignments, claiming that they are not being represented by Neil Friske, supposedly are the ones behind this effort pushing Parker Fairburn to run basically head-to-head with Neil Friske. Well, I can tell you that the 107th District is very proud of Neil and his standing up to the corrupt Democrat agenda, not willing to compromise his values and principles, getting that 100% conservative voting record, and standing strong in representing the district. Well, we're going to see on August 6th, who wins? And maybe when Parker Fairburn is defeated for a second time, maybe the message will get out there. You need to let it go, people. Emmett County, Mackinac County, Chippewa County, parts of Sheboygan County are very, very staunchly conservative and constitutional. It's not the good old boy club that you have going with Senator John DeMoose. I got sent a message this morning as I monitor different things. Kind of interesting. Votes in the Michigan House and Senate. Legislative actions taken on April 23rd. And I get sent all the notifications to my inbox from Michigan Votes. MIVotes.org is the best website for looking up bills. If you want to look up a bill, you can search for bills by bill number, by topic. Great website, great resource. MIVotes.org. While in the state Senate, a resolution, Senate Resolution 110, was introduced by State Senator John DeMoose. It was adopted by an overall voice vote in the Senate. They didn't even take a roll call vote. A resolution to commemorate April 21st through April 27th as Black April Memorial Week. Introduced by State Senator John DeMoose, 37th District. Resolution was adopted by voice vote in the Senate. Really, John? We needed to commemorate Black April Memorial Week this week. Yep. Okay. I understand placating to your Black friends in Lansing. I understand that. No problem with it. But why you? Just a question. Just asking. There's Black senators in the Michigan Senate. Just asking, John. Come on the show and explain it to the folks. And also tell us why you voted for the Democrat budget. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIE&G Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
the Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Greatly appreciate all the comments, text messages coming in. Pretty interesting that Parker Fairburn would do this last minute. And he is a county chair of the Emmett County Republicans. Now, isn't it the responsibility of the county parties to elect and reelect their incumbent Republicans? The answer of that question is yes. If you have a Republican representing your area, it's your job as a county chair to help them get reelected. That's your job. That's what the county party is all about. Perfect example, Cliff Tellini in Presque Isle County. Republican Party, totally supportive of Cliff. They'll help him easily defeat the Democrat challenger. As a matter of fact, they probably don't even need his, he doesn't even need their help. Democrats are going to probably file a no party affiliate candidate by July 18th. Well, so will the Republicans. They may wait and do a write-in campaign. Who knows? We'll see. But the vice chair, Monica Drzezinski, informed me this morning they will win that seat. They're not going to have a Democrat have it. It's going to be an all-Republican board. Again, gold star for all the county parties in northern Michigan goes to Presque Isle County. Absolutely. Now, here is something you need to think about. If your county party wasn't able to do what Presque Isle County did, you need new leadership. It's that simple. You need somebody with the energy, the desire, and the willingness to recruit candidates in their county. You can go to other events. You can go to trainings. You can attend other county functions. You can go to school board meetings in other counties. That's fine and good. But at the end of the day, you have got to take care of your county. If you're not able to take care of your county, then you're not the person for the job. You can be for limited government. You can be for constitutional rights. You can have all the good, great values and principles. Absolutely. But at the end of the day, if you don't get people to run to challenge these rhino incumbents, which many of them are actually Democrats running as Republicans, if you can't motivate and excite people to run for office, then I'm sorry, you need to resign, not run for re-election. Step down, let somebody else who's got the energy to do it. It's that simple. It's that simple. If you don't promote your fundraising events to get people to come to raise money, then step down. You see, you have a responsibility to the Republicans in your county. And I'm not just saying America first. I'm not saying just patriots. You have a responsibility to all Republicans. And these Democrats that run as Republicans and are basically running your county commissioner's offices, they had to be replaced. And this is a four-year term, folks. You have to understand these people now will not be just 2 years. They now will be four, thanks to the Michigan Association of Counties, thanks to Proposal 1, thanks to them actually changing the structure of term limits in the state of Michigan at the state rep and state senator level, but as well as pushing to extend terms for county commissioners from 2 to 4 years. That's who's on the ballot. We're stuck with these people for the next 4 years. Sorry. Your inability to lead, your inability to recruit, your inability to get good candidates to replace Democrats that are running as Republicans, there's no excuse. God knows I did my best. Filing deadline is yesterday, was yesterday. It's over. We're moving on. It's that simple. I can only give so much of my time and my life to this effort in other counties. We have to take care of our own counties. That's what we're doing in Antrim. That's what Presque Isle is doing in Presque Isle County. That's what Mike Patrick is doing. Good news, he got somebody to run last minute for Curtis. He's getting a new county commissioner board to help him continue running Mackinac County the way it should be ran. Thank you, Mike Patrick, for doing it. Good job. I had put him in touch with somebody, but unfortunately he had a cardiac event and wasn't able to file. Mike got somebody else to file. He's going to have a great board there in Mackinac County. Not really sure what's going on in Chippewa. Haven't talked to the leadership up there in a while. Would love to have the county chair on talk about it. I don't even know who they got to run in Chippewa County. Damon, if you're listening, let me know what's happening in Chippewa. I greatly appreciate it. So we're excited. We've got absolutely a bunch of great people running. It's going to be very interesting what shakes out in the U.S. Senate race over these signatures, especially of Mr. Rogers. See where that goes. But we're going to continue to follow all this information like no other show in Michigan. This is Inside Michigan News and Michigan Politics, the only place you'll find it. Be sure to tell all your friends. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Sherry LaFave in Onaway. Come join the Presque County Republicans at this year's Reagan Day fundraiser dinner, Saturday, May the 11th at the Posen Community Center. Come enjoy a great dinner and hear from Patriot Rock